وحضرت معقب الزمان صاحب الشيخ دعم بركاته was speaking about in his last two majlis two qualities he expounded on, one being istiqamat and the second one being zuhud. So inshallah, let's see how far we go with one first before we commence the other, inshallah. So Hazrat mentions about istiqamat. What is istiqamat? Istiqamat means to stand up straight. Stand up straight. In this context, it means to be steadfast. To hold on to something, not to let it go, and to make sure one is perpetual, consistent in what he does. So Hazrat says, istiqamat in actual fact is karamat. Istiqamat in actual fact is karamat. Karamat means miracle. And this can only happen through the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that a person can get steadfastness. It's a very, very, very difficult quality to get. Steadfastness. Sharpun. Very difficult. Consistency to be at it all the time. Say, some person may come and say, Shaykh, give me one zikr. Then you just gave him one zikr, he went away home. And then for a few days he make the zikr. And then after that you don't hear from him again. He's gone, khalas. Phir chhod diya. So Hazrat said, deen par mustaqim rehna karamat. To be steadfast on deen is karamat. See, Haji sahab ke paas, Haji Imdadullah, Haji Makir rahmatullahi alayhi ke paas, ek larka aata tha. There was one boy used to come there, and used to make Hazrat's khidmat. Jab shadi ho gayi, ab nazar nahi aata. After he got married, ay, chutti. You can't find him anymore. No more coming by Hazrat. Hazrat says, khidmat karta tha. Wo itne aadmi ki khidmat. And Ahlullah, one thing I'll tell you. They make a lot of qadar of their khadims and all like that, you know. They make a lot of qadar. They don't overlook it. I just remember my ustaz al-muhtaram Hazrat Maulana Abrasa rahmatullah alayhi, I used to go for his khidmat. After sabak at night, we used to go to his house to make malish, press Hazrat's legs and whatever. And then midnight only used to go home. And then he had no fridge in his house. And India is hot. So I used to have a fridge. So every day I used to put ice. Ice was a big thing there, to get ice in summer. You put it in the water, you have cold water to drink. So I used to put it, take it to Maulana's house, and then I should drop it off, go away class, the ice. And then every day. Then, I never stayed like a student, I stayed like a khadim. Any khidmat we needed, I done it. Alhamdulillah. Anything he wanted, he sent me go and get this job done, that I should do it alhamdulillah. But how much qadar he made for that, when he came to South Africa, only for 4 days. How many days? His whole safar for South Africa was 4 days. Now a man of his caliber, his ilm, his taqwa, Allahu Akbar, his nisbat ma'Allah. Now every place phoning Hazrat program. So he says, main ek din Harding ja raha. I'm going one day to Harding. At that time, not one buzruk put his foot in Harding. They would all come to Shepston, big place, have their programs, and depart. But nobody would go outside Chepstow, further than Chepstow down the road. No Maulana was the first wali of Allah to say, okay, I'm coming to Harding. And he came to Harding, he was the first buzurg. After him, many came. But nobody, that road he opened it. And that happened was through the barakat of, he made qadar of all the khidmat. Says, if I go there, I must go to this fellow's house. That's how he ended up coming to my house. He spent the night there also. Then it was winter, very cold. And he felt cold also. Got up in the morning. And then he said, Bahar chalo, let's walk. So we walked. So we went outside. Now I'm thinking to myself, I could have done more, put a heater for him or something, you know. But he must have shivered because Harding is famous for its cold. So we went, we took a walk. We went by the municipality on the corner of Hancock Street. Maulana stood there. So he took his walking stick and he was scratching the earth. I don't know what dua he was making in his qalb, in his heart. And then after that, we came back home. And then when it's time to leave, he said, Yahan se dil jo hai, my heart doesn't, mere ji ko jana nahi chahta. My heart doesn't feel like it wants to go from here. That's what he said. I said, well, Hazrat, the people gave you nashta dawat in Shepston. Let's go, Shepston, they're waiting for you. But he said, Unko, let them wait. Intizar karne do. Yahan ji jaane ko nahi chahta. My heart doesn't feel like it wants to go from here. That is why the mashur maqula, ke khidmat se khuda milta hai. When you make khidmat, then you will get khuda. So imagine that how Maulana ended up coming to my house. What an honor it was. Then shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Then after that he suffered. I took him everywhere. Where were the balance of the 3 days? So we went everywhere for 3 days, but he came to Ali. So that was appreciation of the khidmat. That is the reality. So I know. And Hazrat used to say, dua ki nahi jaati hai, dua di jaati hai. You want to ask somebody, make dua for me, make dua for me. He'll give you dua, but verbal dua. As though dua dil se nikalti hai, that you don't have to say one word. You don't have to ask him also, make dua. He knows it. That comes out from the depth of the heart. And then what happened? 6 months later, I saw him in the dream that I'm bringing madrasa. And then on the same street, Allah gave us the madrasa. Ye ab ahlullah ki dua hai. That is the dua of the pious people. So they make a lot of qadr. So this fellow got married, used to come to Ajim Dadullah, he was making khidmat, and the next thing, wife, chala gaya, disappeared. You see? So he says, baaz log ajeeb hote hain, nazar mein aate hain. Hazrat makes dua, Allah Ta'ala hamara zikr qaim daim rakhe. Allah keep it steadfast. So, then today this afternoon I was going to the booklet of Shah Rasulullah Rahmatullah Alayhi Wasiyatul Irfan. It's not his actually. It's Qari Mubin Sahib. He's published there in Allahabad. But Shah Rasulullah's majalis comes in there. So I, from 2017 and all those, I still have a few of those. So I still use that Alhamdulillah, Shah Rasulullah's majalis. So I was reading something there today. And inside it was written on waqia of Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah. What is Sayyid al-Ta'ifa, the leader of the awliya, Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah. So he had one person making his khidmat. Making his khidmat for 10 years. After he made his khidmat for 10 years, achanak he comes to the sheikh and says, I'm leaving. So obviously, you just pitch up after 10 years of khidmat and you decide, I'm going. Allahu Akbar. What's going to be done? What's going to happen? The sheikh going to feel in his heart, there's something wrong, maybe I done something wrong. Then he asked him. So he asked him, called him. He said that 10 years you stayed by me, all of a sudden you decided you're packing up and going. What happened? He said, I saw no karamat here in 10 years by you, not even one. There's not one karamat in 10 years I saw here. So the sheikh told him, in 10 years did you see me committing one guna, going against one sunnah, going against the sharia? Did you see me doing it in 10 years even one time? He said, no, I never see you doing it. He said, what do you want a greater karamat than that? That is the strongest karamat, that is the main karamat, the steadfastness on the deen of Allah Ta'ala. So people go to want to see the wrong things. You go there and look at the steadfastness of the mashayikh, how they work with clockwork precision, day in, day out. They don't miss their zikr, they don't miss their tilawat. My Shaykh Muhammad Raza Rahmatullah Ali, one day we were traveling Ahmedabad. So he told me, go buy two first class tickets. King's Charistar on the train, King is the closest station to Tagyasar. The closest station was King, so you get the local train going to Ahmedabad. So he said, go buy two tickets. So I bought two tickets, so he told me, buy first class. I bought first class. So I asked him, why you made me buy first class? We could have bought second class, we could have bought whatever class. Why first class? He said that if I go in the other class, there will be a lot of crowd there. I won't fulfill my ma'amulat. But my ma'amulat is what I read, I won't be able to do it there. In first class, there will be less people here, we'll sit nicely, comfortably. I'll be able to fulfill what I, my daily ma'amul is, even in Sakarat. With that niyat, I'm making you buy the first class. That's called steadfastness. Then when we're traveling, now he's got his ma'amul of so much tilawat every day. Now, when you're traveling in Hangama, there's no time to make tilawat. So what he would do is just go up to the book, Quran shelf, take the Quran, open the page, look inside for a few seconds, and close the page and put the Quran shelf back. That's what you call istiqamah. Never miss the ma'amulah under any circumstances. So I can't fulfill all of it. At least I can do something. So people go to the Ahlullah, they want to see karamat. But that's not the reason why you go there. You want to see the steadfastness. Allah. And all of them, they share the same thing. Tamam ahwal mein Allah Ta'ala se razi rehna. Under all circumstances, must always be happy with Allah Ta'ala. To be happy with Allah in all circumstances, that in itself is karamat. Khushi mein, gham mein. When you're happy also, you make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. When you're sad also, you make sabah. That itself is karamat. How the Ahlullah, how they handle happy situations, how they handle sad situations. Because in our lifetime, you must remember, every person is going through some test. There's some difficulty he's going through. Whether it's financial, whether it is physical, his health, whether it's the loss of a loved one, whether it's property, whether it is domestic issue, something and something he's going through. Or whether he got awlad, some children that are nafarman to him, disobedient. But his own problem, every man is going through his own imtihan from Allah Ta'ala. It's how you handle the situation. So, when difficulties come, we have to make sabr. But don't ask Allah for sabr. Because if we say, Allah, give me sabr, that means Oh Allah, first give me difficulty so that I can be sabr. Don't ask for sabr. Allah says, don't ask for sabr, ask for afiyat. Say, Allah, give me afiyat. Good health, good wealth. Then everything runs smoothly for me. Afiyat. But after we are made dua for afiyat, if some Allah Ta'ala sends some musibah, now you must make sabr. If it comes, don't ask for it. If it comes, now you have to control yourself. Control your mind. Don't let shaitan label the mind at the time of musibah. That people now will start questioning Allah Ta'ala also. Don't let your heart, what's always playing in your heart. These Palestinian people, they're getting warmed. Obliterated, losing their family, their children, carrying the children's body parts and all that, and carrier bags, and clutching onto the organs and the hands and decapitated bodies of their loved ones. After all that, they still say, Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal, all praises are due to Allah. This is what was muqaddar for us to happen. This is in our taqdeer, it did happen. You see, many of them, their level of iman is ajeeb. Level of iman is ajeeb. So, under that circumstances, they don't make shikwa, shikai. Yeah, they swear their leaders and all that. But Allah Ta'ala, they say, Allah, this is your hukam. So we are going to pay it. And we will go through it. So at that time, Hazrat says, there was one lady. He says, Hamari gar mehman aya. A mehman came in our house. So one person came to the house and told her that if mehman came, I don't see no smoke coming out from your kitchen. There's no smoke coming out from your kitchen. I don't hear no pots banging or anything like that. What mehman are you talking about? I don't see any mehman. But you saying mehman aya, and mehman came. What she says? She says, faqaqa mehman aya. The mehman of poverty has come into our home. That's also a mehman like this from Allah. That we don't have food to eat anymore in our house. Ye bhi ek mehman hai. Hazrat says, she interpreted it and said, ye faqaqa mehman hai. Why she's calling it mehman? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also endured faqa. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also endured faqa. So I never complain. We are very lucky, I tell you. Allah has blessed us with everything. We have all kinds of food and all kinds of ni'mat. Never complain one day to Allah. Always make shukr to Allah. Every day make shukr to Allah. Must think that we haven't done anything to be worthy of what ni'mat Allah is giving us. This is just to his father. That he has given us everything on the plate. We got a house, we got a car, we got food, we have children, we got clothes, we got water, we got everything. There's nothing to be short of. And Allah Ta'ala is looking after us. Never make nashukri to Allah Ta'ala. Never even take out one word of nashukri to Allah Ta'ala. Just be. Whatever the condition Allah puts us in, whatever Allah has got muqaddar for us in our rozi always, always make shukr. Allah, shukr for what you have given me. This is your karam. I wasn't even worthy of any amount. At least you gave me so much. Mera kaam chal raha hai. Things are carrying on. I'm not on the street. Don't make na shukr. You know, at one time, my Shaykh, Muhammad Sillah Khan, rahimahullah, when he saw that people are not making shukr of Allah, any person comes to him and says, Hazrat, hamare yahan bachcha paida hua. A boy has got a child. Kya naam? Shakir. He gives him Shakir. Then say, girl came. What name must he say? Shakira. Because if the name is Shakir and Shakira, then at least these people will make shukr of Allah Ta'ala. If the rest of the dunya is not making shukr, kamas kam they'll reflect on their own names. My name is Shakir. My name is Shakira. So how can I not make shukr? difficult for Allah Ta'ala. So I love. Others say reading wazifas is easy. Like to control your tongue, your mind, your heart at the time of musibat. That is the real test. Yeah, what's that? It's a very difficult thing. And then with the sheikh, if he scolds you, that too you have to enjoy it. You got bad habits, you don't want to keep your bad habits. Then you're going to get shouting, then you enjoy it. Then he said one couplet in Persian, and the meaning of the couplet is, agar dost ki taraf se jo bhi pahunche, sab kuch theek. Agar dost ki taraf se. Now the person who's telling you is your friend. So whether he's shouting you or whether he's praising you, you must accept both. You must accept his praises also and his love and affection too. And then when he's shouting to you, you must take that also. He's taking your dost ki taraf se. Your friend that's telling you. He's not outside at the time. Someone who loves you, wants you to be a better person. He is the one that's telling you. So you must enjoy. Don't run away. Don't run away. Accept it like a bunch of bread. When you have to go to the doctor, especially the Hakimi medicine, some of it you put it in your mouth, you can't barely swallow it. But you know it's meant for a faida. Then the chef also, sometimes he prays you, he look at your expression. What's your expression like on your face? And then one day he shout you, and then he look at your face again to see your expression. Is there any change in the demeanor? Chehra par farak aa gaya. Ke peshani par ke peshani ke upar hai peshani ke bal par farak aa gaya. Is there any creases came on his forehead? Has his nose got bigger now all of a sudden? Because he got shouting in front of everyone. So they impacted on his nafs, couldn't handle it. Only likes praise. The chef's watching, monitoring, it's a test. He knows what he's doing. He's checking you out. Ye kitna pahuncha hai, how far he's gone to his court to Allah Ta'ala. When I used to walk with one another, the day after Isha in the garden, Falani Dari, especially in my final year. So Hazrat, only few people used to walk with him. So he got tehne ke liye nikal gaye. Falani Dari was nice bagicha there. So it's nice walking in the garden up and down. One day he told me, he said, you know, when I was young and people used to praise me, say, Hazrat, Maulana, this laqab, that laqab, put my name on the billboards and all. Mera nafs phoolta tha. My nafs used to bloat. How would you hear when somebody says all that, where are you standing? Mujhe tamacha mara diya. As if you gave me a smack by calling me all. Mera dil chahta hai, that all those people that have taken their commands, I will break their bear. I wasted all their time. That's what he told me one day. See, this marifat comes to a person. See, now it doesn't make no difference if a person praise you or give you a smack. So one person wrote a letter to Maulana Thani Rahmatullah. He started praising Maulana Thani. So when those words of praise came, everybody said, see how he's praying one. One time he said, I got another letter. He went, he pulled out another letter, that fellow was swearing him inside. So he said, Tilka bitilka. See, this person is showing me words of love and affection, and that fellow is swearing. So they both equal out. So people's praises also mustn't affect us, and people's forms. That much thinking also mustn't affect us. It must make no difference to us. Another says, I'll tell you the khulasa of this whole thing. This is a very important part of the majlis. Says when a person makes sabah, right? When Allah gives a person a ni'mat, Allah is called nawasta. It's like a gift from Allah. A ni'mat is a gift from Allah. Sometimes a musibat is a gift from Allah. A calamity is a gift from Allah. Although we can't see it as a gift, but actually it's a gift from Allah Ta'ala. If a good person can make taraqqi by Allah's ni'mat, he will also make taraqqi, more taraqqi by a musibat that's going to come on him. That's why Allah Ta'ala tests him. Very severe test. And then he says, agar banda usko kubool kar leta hai, that this musibat has come from Allah Ta'ala, I accept. Some people are so sick, so sick, so sick. So ask them, kya haal hai? They say, alhamdulillah, shukar, I'm okay. They never take out one word of complaint. Six people, they're bedridden. You can ask them,
the other day I went to meet one old lady. She's in the hospital. The family have come now to come and visit her. Your doctor says that she's doing. So we went. We asked her, how's your condition? She said, alhamdulillah, I'm okay. Here the doctors are saying she's doing, and one side on her tongue is, alhamdulillah, I'm okay. No complaint. See, some women folk, they are far ahead of us in their nisbat with Allah Ta'ala, in their contact with Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat says, we all doing, sabka imtihan chal raha hai. Everybody is going to his own imtihan. Sirat-e-mustaqim par istiqamat. To be steadfast on the straight path. Or har hal Allah par razi. And to be happy with Allah Ta'ala under all circumstances. This is the khulasa of this entire discussion. If a person has got these two things here, being steadfast on sirat-e-mustaqim, steadfast, not one day up, one day down, not flip-flop, duck and dive and all that, no, steadfast, firm, steadfast, gari chalti rahe, it's carrying on one way, driver this, every day, in, out, we are this active all the time, it's fulfilling Allah's command, Allah's ahkam, abstaining from guna, not committing sins, looking after our eyes, everything which Allah wants us to do, day in and day out. And on the other hand, if Allah puts us to any type of difficulty, then we are enduring it with patience and also humility without shikwa, shikayat, nothing. So he says that Shah Wasilla Rahmatullah Ali, within 15 days, two of his daughters passed away. Within 15 days. Shah Wasilla's two daughters. And he says, from those two daughters, one of the daughters was my wife. And the Prophet Muhammad, my share. His wife or one of the daughter of Shah Wasilla Rahmatullah Ali. He said, Shah Wasilla Rahmatullah Ali, within 2 days, within 15 days, two of his daughters passed away. And then, when Ali Qasar Rahmatullah Ali also wrote him a letter of ta'ziyat, to tell him, you know, tasalli, consoling him. But Hazrat used to cheer when you think of his daughters. Shah Wasilla Rahmatullah Ali, tears used to come down from his face, roll down from his face. And he said, Haraki wo sabr ke pahar, was a mountain of sabr. But tears were coming down from his on his face, from his eyes. So he mentioned, Dekho sabr karna ye Allah ka haq. For me to make sabr now, that is the haq of Allah Ta'ala. But meri bachi ka haq ye hai ke main kuch aansu bahaun. But it's the half of my daughters that have left this world that I shed 3 tears for them. That's their half. The Sharia doesn't stop us from shedding 3 tears. Yes, but no, we can't complain to Allah Ta'ala. We can't do like what they done in Zamana in Jahiliyyat. They used to complain, Allah, why you took that person? You should have rather taken me. And all these type of statements that are not right. Because questioning Allah Ta'ala's judgment. We belong to Allah Ta'ala. The day He is going to come, He is going to take us away. We can't stay here forever. You know, Hazrat Qari Ismail Sahib also, Rahimahullah, he said to him, one day, the day Hazrat Umar Allah, he said, one day will come when Umar will be no more. One day will come when Ismail will be no more. So all of us, one day will come when we will be no more. We have to go and meet Allah Ta'ala. At some point, we have to meet Allah Ta'ala. We can't stay in this world forever. And also we don't want to stay in this world forever. Because we don't want to live a life where we become muhtaj of other people. Where we need other people have to carry us to the toilet and do all these things. We don't want that life. So we rather meet Allah Ta'ala jalde firde. Somebody but we are not muhtaj of anyone. So that day is going to come. We have to prepare for that day. Somebody but. So therefore, this is Hazrat says, maqam-e ubudiyat. This is the maqam of ubudiyat. When ni'mas reach us, then we thankful, grateful. And when calamities befall us, then we make sabr to Allah Ta'ala. That's maqam of ubudiyat. So, gham ko bhi aadmi qabu mein rakhe. Samajh mein aaye baat. Once we reach this maqam, then bahut tarakki milti hai. Then we advance to Allah Ta'ala very quickly. Once we reach this maqam. Then he said something. He said, therefore, hum apni zindagi ko ghaflat se nahi na guzar. Pass our lives in negligence. Kamyabi kaam se hoti hai. success comes through effort, work. This is his famous poem. He loves to say this. Kamyabi kaam se hoti hai, na ke husn e karam se. Not only beautiful speech. We must do work also. Get the job done. Do it properly. For Allah Ta'ala. Kamyabi kaam se hoti hai, na ke husn e karam se. Zikr ke ehtimam se hoti hai. Fikr ke iltizam se. Make zikr all the time of Allah Ta'ala. Make fikr for the akhirat. To kamyabi hogi. That's when kamyabi is going to come. When we at it all the time, day in and day out, for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Then he says, keep your aqidah in accordance with Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. If we want to be successful, what is the core? Aqidah, belief. Our beliefs, from the time we went into the Maktab, they taught us, آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَالْبَعْثِ بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. Didn't taught us in Maktab when we met. What way did he teach us? Believe in Allah, His angels, His books, His prophets, life after death, taqdeer. These are all things we have to believe in. Don't believe our aqidah. Aqidah is the most vital for our success in the akhirah. If our aqidah is right, then only we're going into Jannah. Today we done a riwayat in Mishkat Sharif. And said, he said that the people of the book, Nabi alayhi salam mentioned, once they have heard that I have come, and then they don't bring iman in me. Ummat da'wat. Ummat da'wat are those people, they haven't accepted the invitation of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are called ummat da'wat. We are called ummat ijabat, because we have accepted the da'wat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have accepted it. They haven't accepted it. So he says that ummat da'wat, referring to the Christians and the Jews, referring to them. If they hear about me coming, my advent, and they don't bring iman in me, whom ahlul nar, they're going into the fire of Jannah. That's what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. They are kafir. If they don't bring iman in me, they are kafir. And there's no question, they are going into Jahannam. So now how we can equate the believers, Ahl Jannah, to the disbelievers who don't believe in the risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How can we equate them when these are Ahl Jannah and those are Ahl Ahlul-Nar? How can they be equal? They are people of Jahannam and these are people of Jannah. How can they be equal? See? This is where the problem lies. That you want to give education to your children, then what kind of education are you giving them? That education whereby they are applying their minds over the dictates of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is a treacherous thing to do. Treacherous. And that is what will make us lose our iman. So Hazrat said that worry about your children. Worry about what kind of ta'aleem you're giving them. What kind of education they're getting. What is going to be the natija of that education they're getting. Are they going to remain Muslims or not? Or are they going to now juggernaut and come out of the fold of Islam? What is the outcome going to be? Uska khiyal rakhna. Keep that in mind. So, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that aqidah, why we call Ahlul Sunnah? Because we follow the Sunnah teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why we call Ahlul Sunnah. And his teaching conforms with what the Quran Sharif says. The hadith of Rasulullah, the Quran Sharif, that is the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and ijma'ul ummah, the consensus of the ummah. The consensus of the ummah. We follow that. So don't break away from consensus. Ittabi'u sawad al-a'zam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith, stay with the big group, the view of the majority of the scholars. What the majority view is, stay with that view. So one person is asking a question, asks us a question, but if two muftis are giving two different fatwas, then which fatwa must I follow? So I told you, you must see which mufti's fatwa is in accordance with Sawad-e-Asr.
with the majority view. If the Mufti's fatwa is in accordance with Sawad-e Azam, the majority view, you must follow his fatwa. And if the Mufti's view is not in accordance with Sawad-e Azam, his own personal tahqiq, don't follow him in that. You're not compelled to follow him in that. Stay with the group. Don't deviate. And today, if the Mufti's tafarrud is appeasing our nafs, we will leave the Sawad-e Azam. We will go with what his personal view is. That is where the direction where we are moving at today. It's very, very fast. So Allah Ta'ala save us from that. Stay with the pack. Salam. Man shadda shudda finnar. And then it also comes, if it's a lone goat that's leaving the pack, the wolf will eat it. If the goat is staying with the pack, then the wolf will have a better chance of survival. But once it strays and goes qasiyah means goes far away, then the zeb is waiting for him there. The wolf is waiting, going to come and devour him, eat him up, gobble him up. That's what's going to happen to him. So therefore, stay with the pack. Stay with the call of Jabur. That's very, very important. So that's important. Fix the aqidah in accordance with Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And number two, istiqamat in ta'ah. Istiqamat in obedience to Allah Ta'ala. That is very, very important. From the time we become baligh till the time we leave this world. So have istiqamat in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Be steadfast. Hold on to the habl of Allah Ta'ala. Be steadfast. Then Hazrat makes dua in the end. Allah Ta'ala hum sabko apne raaste ki basirat ata farmaye. Allah Ta'ala give us basirat and insight regarding his road. And Allah Ta'ala us par chalne ki tawfiq naseeb farmaye. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to travel this road. Understand that? And we done one riwayat. We just done the hadith. When Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam was ordered in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala told him, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتُ. Have istiqamah. Be steadfast like how you have been ordered. What Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said? See, when his hair became white, now his hair started changing color. His hair started getting white. He said, شَيَّبَتْنِي هُودُ وَأَخَوَاتُهُ. The surah Hud and his sisters have made me old. And specifically meaning, that one had that ayat, فَاسْتَقِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتُ. Be steadfast. He said, that ayat has made me old. That ayat has made me old. That's what he said. They say that al-istiqamatu ashaddu min alfi karam. Istiqama is more severe and more stronger than 1,000 karams. Istiqama. So therefore, Allah Ta'ala keep us steadfast. And then, Hazrat Sufyan came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked him, give me such a nasiha, top quality nasiha that's sufficient, I don't need to. So what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that bring iman, and then have istiqamah. Bring iman, and have istiqamah. Do these two things for me. And the muhaddisin, they say the shari, that is from jawami'ul kalim. It covers everything. Because iman is essential, aqidah. Iman is essential, that's aqidah. And istiqamah is to do with ita'ah. So once we have iman, aqidah, and when we have istiqamah, ta'ah, and obedience of Allah Ta'ala, that is sufficient for our salvation. In these two words, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam encapsulated the entire mansha and maqsood that is required for success in akhirah. In two words. قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. Say آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ. I brought iman in Allah Ta'ala. ثُمَّ اسْتَقِمْ. And then remain steadfast. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all steadfast on Quran, Hadith, Sunnah, Sharia. I said that every day make tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. Renew our pledge. Make tazkeen of iman. And make istighfar bakasrat every day. Read Abandon Guru Sharif, Allah Ta'ala, every day. And read two rakat salat and tawbah also. Every day, when you read our ishraq, we can make multiple niyats at one time. I'm reading ishraq, I'm reading salat al shukr, I'm reading salat al tawbah, I'm reading salat al hajar. You can make tadakul in your niyat also. When it comes to nafal, you can make many niyats for two rakat salat. You can make many niyats. Make many niyats as much as you want. For two rakat namaz. you need Salatul Shukr, Salatul Hajj, Salatul Tawbah, whatever niyat you want to make. Samadhaya, and then make dua to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal on the surahs. The other part of Zuhud, I won't be able to start it now because it will get a bit late. So, and normally the odd even night you need to rest a little bit more. So inshallah, we'll make iktifar on this year. Inshallah, very profound advice. That the Hazrat has given in this majlis, Allah Ta'ala accept it, Allah Ta'ala make it beneficial for all of us, and the time left for Ramadan, make qadr of it, kasrat of tilawat, set your time zones. In the morning, for example, make tilawat of the Quran, in the afternoon, make mutala of the kutub, in the night, during the tarawih salah, and make zikr also some time for the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So break your day down for all the different segments. Inshallah, in that way you won't get tired also. So give yourself, I need to read so many paras per day, one para after every namaz, for example. So five namaz is five paras for the day. So five paras for the day for a hafiz of Quran. Even if you're not hafiz, you're sitting in the masjid so much of time, why waste the time? Although you're getting sawab for sitting in the masjid, a lot of sawab for sitting in the masjid. You know what's a sawab of a mu'takif in the masjid for one day? We have heard from Morana Jiva Sahib to Jiva on Friday, Juma Bayan. He says that for one day's i'tikaf in the masjid, three trenches built for you. Three trenches that will keep you distant away from the fire of Jahannam. And one trench is equivalent of the sky, the size of the sky and earth. Just the distance Allah creates for a person sitting in the masjid for one day of i'tikaf. So how much of fazilat that is? So even if a person comes there and sits here, just sits in the masjid, 2-3 would get so much of sawab. But now if you come inside the masjid and use the time even more profitably, then it's nurun ala nur, sabad maibad, then you want to score big time. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq after every namaz, read tilawat, read zikr, read dhu sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and use the time profitably. And also extensive dua also. Maibad, when a person in the state of song and he makes dua to Allah, Allah Ta'ala will accept the dua, inshaAllah, with ziyad yaqeen also, with ziyad yaqeen. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.